I got to say one quick story when you're still
yeah.
We're at a Tiara meeting, and we're all fairly similar in age, I guess, pretty close. But enough to y'all remember Saturday Night Live, when it used to be really good and funny and actually humorous.
Absolutely.
And Rosanna Dan.
Yeah.
Well, Avis can play the best Rosanna Dan I've ever seen. So she's up there talking, and she's, you know, at one of our committee meetings at TAR. And I'm just looking around, and I'm not paying attention. I said, man, I wish she'd just bust out in Rosanna Dan. And everybody around me goes, who's that? And that's when go, oh, man. That's a bunch of youngsters here.
Exactly.
So it's changing. But, man, we all appreciate what you're fixing to do and the amount of time you're fixing to put in. But because you start with Secretary Treasurer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you kind of go through that spiel?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people don't understand the election process. So I am actually running currently for the Texas Association of Realtors Secretary Treasurer position in 2020. Now, it seems like a long way away, but the election process actually starts. It started in February. I run all the way until the next February. So we have a nominating committee that meets at our yearly meeting, and that'll be in San Antonio in September. They come up with a candidate that they feel is best suited to put forward to the membership. At that point, we wait until our February meetings and we vote on it. There is a possibility that people can run from the floor, or they can just vote on the nominating committee suggestion. So that's the entire year. I will tell you, I'm going around to about 45 of our 70 associations right now. I hope to get to all of them. I probably won't, but I just got a message this morning from Wichita Falls. Kerrville yesterday wants me to come out there. So, you know, we're going to try to hit as many as we possibly can. And the idea behind that is really not just to get endorsements, and yeah, that'd be great if I got an endorsement from everyone, but to meet everybody and to get the buy-in and for them to understand how important it is that they know what's going on at the Texas Association Realtors. I'll tell you a funny story is I went to a fairly large association and they were wondering why I was even here. What do you have to do with my association? So we talked and they understand and that it's a really important thing for me to be there and to for them to be able to talk to me, to have a directly in a communication with the executive committee so that their needs are going to be addressed on the state level. And what we realize is it's not a one size fit all type thing. There are small associations and quite frankly, the San Angelo is a small San Angelo Association yes. Realtors, small association. I was lucky enough to be involved with a small association when I started my career. I'm now part of one of the mega associations, actually the fifth largest in the country, not just in the state, second largest in the state, but fifth largest in the country. So I have a unique perspective on what local associations need on the small side and what large associations need. So put that all together and then we come up with the best thing that works for all Texas realtors.
Awesome, awesome. And you've got a gentleman standing beside you, Mr. John Nichols, one of our past presidents of TAR, and he is from the largest association
Absolutely.
In the state of Texas, past president of that also, still on the board of directors. John, give us some words of wisdom. Why are you supporting this guy?
Well, Scott, thank you for asking. It's really simple to me, and I think that the people that have been around the association, I want those that haven't been to become involved, but once you are, you realize that the association can be no better than the people that are leading it. Just like you require good leadership at the local association, you need it even more so, if anything, at the state level. Because the programs, the products, protecting private property rights, protecting our real estate business, in the instances of like the patent trolls that we were able to defeat, on several occasions this past year, both at the state and national level. Those are critically important to our business, critically important to consumers. So that's, to me, it's just that simple. And I'm very proud to be supporting Russell because there's no question in my mind that he is the better of the two announced candidates for this position. He's shown and exhibited terrific leadership in the Metro Texas, Dallas area, with getting the boards together there and doing joint programs, working with the consumer consumer products task force, I think it was, and brought that entire area together where they're doing things as a region. And I can remember a time not too long ago before Russell arrived on the scene that those local boards were hardly speaking to each other, and when they did, it sometimes wasn't polite conversation. So we need to bring that type of leadership in to the state level to where we have someone that's going to be working for everyone. I really like the idea that Russell is going out and finding out what the local boards need, not just the large ones, not just the small ones, because if he doesn't understand what those needs are, then he can't bring it to the leadership team at TAR, and that's critically important.
Well, and you got another gentleman right over here, Ron Wakefield from San Antonio, past president of you're in pretty good company right here, Rusty.
Got some pretty heavy hitters.
In fact, out of past presidents, how many do you have that already endorsed you?
So I've got some really good things happening in this campaign, but still got to go ahead, make sure I get out there with every board, make sure people know who I am, that they have a direct line of communication, and that we're really talking about what realtors need.
Well, you know what? I know y'all are fixing, now y'all are headed to Benlo Odessa, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to get a quick break. We're going to let y'all get out of here and go visit with some more people.
Awesome.
Thank you, everybody. Thank y'all for being coming down. Thank you for playing in our golf tournament. Thank you for watching in freezing cold.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Folks, I was telling you, great people that are supporting, that do, say not San Angelo, but it is San Angelo because they're supporting our Texas Association, which supports our local association, which helps every single member in our community. Guys, y'all have a safe trip.